Joined now by our friend Janelle Teppin, the city administrator of the city of Dundas. Good morning, Janelle.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing good. See you. Lovely, lovely day for the sun is shining on Dundas today, I'm sure.
Sunshine's every day in Dundas.
Oh, I like that.
Every day.
Exactly.
That could go on a sign. I like that.
Is this heaven? No, it's Dundas. there was a city council meeting last night. I always get a kick out of this, so I need to ask, how long did the meeting go last night?
About 20 minutes.
I just think that's fantastic. That is city efficiency right there.
That's just a couple of agenda items.
I'm looking at the regular agenda, declaring a nuisance violation. Oh, this is the big tree, isn't it?
Right.
Tell us about that.
So there's a big dead elm tree on private property right across from the cemetery on 2nd Street. And the city council, through our city code, has various means to deal with nuisance, quote-unquote nuisance items. And we've had to work through a process with the council, getting them to adopt resolutions, giving the property owner plenty, plenty, plenty of notice, giving them an opportunity to come before the council and speak. That was last night. And then finally, the council ordered the abatement of the tree, which gives us the ability to hire a contractor and go in and take the tree down.
Okay.
And then charge the property owner. They're responsible for the bill. If the bill goes unpaid, then we can assess it to the county auditor for payment with 2026 property taxes.
Sure.
Does the city, because you said you'd choose the contractor, so do you notify them like, hey, this is who we're picking and everything before it actually happens?
So our city code said that we had to publish notice in the newspaper and provide the quoted amount. So we didn't have to tell anybody who it is. It's not a secret by any means, but that's just not part of the process.
Sure.
We just had to get out there how much the quote was for.
Just have that notification. Right. Yep. Gotcha.
Do you have that number?
Yes, I do.
How much is it?
$6,300.
Wow.
It's a big, big tree.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And it's going to take some technique to get it down.
Yeah. I think I know the tree we're talking about. That is a very large tree, and it's been in bad shape for a while.
Yep.
Right? It's going to come down one way or the other.
Yep.
So best that
best that
it did happen in an orderly fashion rather than just crash
Absolutely.
On top of whatever it falls
right.
on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you got that handled. Are you accepting bids for the Highway 3 and County Road 1 plan? Is that what we're talking about?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's not out for bid yet. They just approved the plans and specifications last night.
Okay. All right. That's going to be a pretty involved project, isn't it?
Yes,
what,
it is.
What are we talking
so
about?
So it is, as you said, it's the Trunk Highway 3 County Road 1 project.
Yep.
I've mentioned many times before that we got a grant from the state legislature a couple of years ago for $370,000 to assist in paying for it. So it is extension of sidewalks and trails along County Road 1, both on the east and west side of Highway 3, and then pedestrian access improvements at the traffic signals at County Road 1 and Highway 3.
I think I told you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, so the money goes from the state to MnDOT.
Okay.
And because we are not a state aid city, we're under the population threshold, which is 5,000. The county acts as the fiscal agent, but we, through our WSB, our engineers, have worked out an arrangement with Rice County Engineering that, you know, we'll do all the design work, all the inspections, mm-hmm. all the work. All they have to do is process the payments. So sure. MnDOT mm-hmm. will send the county payments.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. It is quite yeah. involved.
Quite the process there.
Well, I think I told you a month or so ago that I was sitting at that that intersection heading east, and there was a gentleman who was coming sort of from Applebee's and running across the street, and this guy took his life into his own hands crossing Highway 3. The first thing I thought about was you saying, we need pedestrian crossings. We need, this whole thing needs to be redesigned. And well, here it is.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dangerous, if you're a pedestrian,
yep.
it's a dangerous intersection. Yep.
Daily.
Yeah.
People cross that intersection without any pedestrian access things, you know, at the lights every single day.
And it's sort of a necessary thing. I mean, it's there's plenty going on. The entire city of Dundas almost is on the other side of, or is on the east, yeah, the west side of that intersection.
Right.
I mean, you got to get across there.
Right.
So it's...
sadly, it was not included in the project when County Road 1 was rebuilt.
Right. Right. Well, we're making amends now. That's the important thing. You know, while we're talking about it too, you brought up MnDOT, and we were talking off air. What's the update on the $1 million traffic signal at Highway 3 and what is that?
That's Hester.
Hester, right.
I'm just hearing rumors. Okay. I don't have anything confirmed yet.
Yeah, okay, so.
So I'd rather not say
there's,
anything.
There's nothing to report.
Right.
Right,
gotcha.
Okay, all right.
Next time. I'm confident that by next time, I'll be able to spill.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe next time your host will pay more attention to what we're talking about, too. Okay, anything else we should be talking about?
Mark your calendars for the 3rd annual Oktoberfest.
Oh, all right.
Saturday, September 20th. We had our first board meeting a couple weeks ago. We have our second one coming up on Friday. So getting everything back in motion.
I love that this, not only that have you guys put this thing in place, but this thing has taken off from the word go.
Mm-hmm.
It's an instant success. I love that.
So being somewhat newer to the area, can you tell me a little bit about it?
So it is at the corner. It takes place basically at the corner of Hester and Railway Street, right downtown Dundas,
okay.
right at the river.
Sure.
That's where the trailhead is. Mm-hmm. Big parking lot.
Yeah.
We get a huge tent. We have the Bavarian Music Meisters.
Okay.
Come. They're yep. like a 35-piece Bavarian band.
Wow.
They
cool.
play really extensively across the upper Midwest here in high demand, and they're a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And Chapel and Keepsake Cidery are the two beverage vendors mm-hmm. that come that day. We have activities for kids,
yeah.
for adults.
Yeah.
We had a cornhole tournament last year
yep.
up on
Sign
Railway.
Right. Love that. Right.
And we closed yeah. down Railway. We have the big horse carriage that comes and gives people mm-hmm. rides.
Oh, fun.
Just a ton of activities.
You know,
awesome.
And food. Little Prairie Methodist Church,
right.
I don't want to disregard them. They have their whole operation where they... have brats and sauerkraut mm-hmm. and, you know, all kinds of great German-themed food.
Yeah, yeah.
People come from all over in their lederhosen and yeah. dirndls.
Yeah, and this thing is only going to keep growing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and it just, you know, September now in this area, you get DJJD, you've got the Hispanic Heritage Festival mm-hmm. the week after that, and you've got Oktoberfest the week after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, September is a hopping month.
It is. This is the time to be in the Northfield / Dundas area, for
yes,
sure.
It is.
Absolutely. All right. Well, all right. Janelle, it's always good to see you.
Thanks for having me. And,
Thanks
a lot.
We will. You know, I should ask any odds-on favorites in the French Open this year. Who you got in the French Open?
Oh, geez, I need a little time.
Totally putting you on the spot.
I need to think about that. I'll get back to you next time.
Okay, all right.
Sounds good.
We'll talk about Wimbledon next month. How's that?
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, Jadon.
All right. Thank